125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, Kansas City, they won. Trust me, they won. If you're still hiding, it's safe to come out, I promise. I know, I thought they were going to lose too. I've seen them lose that game way too many times over the past few seasons, but I wouldn't lie to you. It's over. They won. Let's enjoy it. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. 913-586-7610. Royals shut out the Tigers and win 1-0. It was very easy for a long time, and then it got real difficult there at the end. Aroldis Chapman and Scott Barlow make it a little bumpy there in the end, but the day is out. Daniel Lynch, let's talk about the 26-year-old. By far, his best start in almost 2 years. You got to go back to an outing against either Detroit in July of 2021 or against the Astros in August of 2021, depending on how you view it. We all agree that tonight was the best we've seen from Daniel Lynch this season, better than really at any point we saw him a season ago, and that was because he was so very confident, aggressive, in the zone, attacking, and basically a two-pitch pitcher. I mean, it was fastball changeup, and we've seen him be basically fastball changeup over his past few starts. Now, he still mixes in enough breaking balls to have that thought in the mind of the opposition. Threw 10 breaking balls tonight, only threw 78 pitches total, and that was good enough to get him through 7 innings of one-hit baseball. Yeah, that's right. Daniel Lynch, 7 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 2 punch-outs, efficient. 78 pitches. How about it? 913-586-7610. Now, this isn't 2021. I'm sure on that post-game show in July or the 7 strong he threw against the Astros in August of 2021. I would imagine on that post-game show, I came on the air howling, fired up. You know, that's still in the wheelhouse of Daniel Lynch, and Carlos Hernandez are going to be at the front of this rotation by 2023. They're going to be leading this team to a postseason run. Well, now here we are in 2023. Daniel Lynch is coming up on his 27th birthday. I don't know if we're throwing a parade tonight for Daniel. We're encouraged. I'm excited. But here's the question I have for you. The next time we see Daniel Lynch will be Sunday afternoon in Tampa against the best team in baseball, the Rays. How would you describe your expectations for that game and that performance from Daniel Lynch? Tonight was his 5th start of the season. 5th start since a rotator cuff injury at the end of spring knocked out his March, his April, and most of his May, at least at the big league level, most of his May. He's made 5 starts now. First time out, 5 1/3 innings of 2-run baseball. That's against the lowly Washington Nationals. Then he takes on an equally putrid offense in the Colorado Rockies and locks them up to the tune of 5 innings and 3 earned runs. After that, he takes on the big swing in Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore, goes 6 innings, allows only 3 runs, a quality start from Lynch. Last time we saw him, 7 innings, 7 runs. And tonight, 7 innings of one-hit baseball. So it's now 3 in a row with him giving you a fighting chance as far as getting you deep into the game. Six innings, seven innings, and seven innings again tonight. So when you look ahead to that matchup, by far the best team that he's faced. Last time he faced an upper echelon ball club. Well, that really comes down to how you view Cincinnati. If you think they've truly turned the corner, that they are the first place team in the National League Central. Well, he got touched up by the Reds. Still gave you length and kind of just wore that one. I wouldn't say that that final line is properly indicative of what Daniel Lynch had that day at Kauffman Stadium against the Reds. In my opinion, five starts in, he doesn't have a stinker yet. Now, I understand that's a pretty low bar. Don't give me a stinker. But the Royals are 33 games below 500. Their starting rotations, bottom three in Major League Baseball. Their bullpens, bottom five in Major League Baseball. Most bars are low right now. In my opinion, Daniel Lynch has been this team's best starting pitcher since he's returned back at the end of May. So when I look ahead to this Tampa series, when I look ahead to his performance Sunday in the finale, I am curious as to how the team's playing going in. Like, do they win before Sunday? You got tomorrow's finale with Brady Singer on the hill, then the first three in Tampa, and then Daniel Lynch in the finale. Are they losers in the next four? Is it on Daniel Lynch to stop the skid? Intriguing, if that is the case. Intriguing to see Daniel Lynch fill the shoes that Brady Singer was forced to wear so often last season. We saw Singer flourish in that role as stopper in 2022. It'll be interesting to see if that's the role now bequeathed to Daniel Lynch moving forward. So how would you describe your expectations for Daniel as he takes on the best team in baseball the next time we see him coming up on Sunday? And then, of course, I want your thoughts. Am I off base? Should we have more of a celebratory tone on this postgame show? Was this a big step? Okay, 78 pitches gets him through seven innings. A nine-pitch first, eight in the second, nine in the third, nine in the fourth, eight in the fifth, 10 in the sixth, 11 in the seventh, cruising, confident, bouncing off the mound, an absolutely the best tempo we've seen from Daniel Lynch in probably 2 years. And to be honest with you, I don't know if we've seen the mixture of tempo and confidence. Because even when the tempo was good in the past, sometimes it felt forced. Even when the confidence was there in the past, you could still sense the fearfulness of what's around the corner. Is another shoe going to drop? 913-586-7610. Are we afraid of the Rays? Are we afraid of the other shoe dropping with Daniel Lynch? Interested in your thoughts. Again, text lines open. Phone lines are there as well. 913-586-7610. Royals, hang on and win by a final count of 1-0. Let's start off with Big T in Shawnee. Big T, Royals pick up win number 20. What'd you think?
Hey, man, everything you just said, Vern, yes, what a great win tonight. Brilliant performance by Daniel Lynch. I always thought that big lefty was going to be our most nastiest pitcher, Vern. And when he has that rhythm and he does what he just did tonight, we can build on that. I think moving forward, he's not going to be afraid of Tampa or any of those teams. You saw what Oakland wasn't afraid. Daniel Lynch, this is your time to shine. Hey, Vern, also, before I get rolling again, I just wanted to give you a shout out on your post-game show last night, or your on your on-deck show last night. You had the sound bit with Fesco and Kling talking about whether Danny Duffy should be in the Royals Hall of Fame. Fesco said yes, and I politely had to disagree with Kling. He said no. But Danny Duffy, with all the right stuff he burned, is definitely going to be in the Royals Hall of Fame. So way to go, Daniel Lynch. Way to go, Royals. They ended an 8-game road skid, Vern. A 1-0 shutout. And that was combined with the bullpen. And I know Chapman was rocky, but he loaded the bases. Then he left the bases loaded. Then Barlow finished it off. And how about Salvador Perez, man? Just stopping them balls and being a beast like always.
Man.
Garcia, 3 hits tonight. Beedy had the RBI double. Way to go, man. And, you know, we've been shut out how many times? It's nice to see us shut out somebody. And the Royals have 26 blown leads in the majors. That leads it. That leads the majors. Now, with this pitching and we can keep this thing rolling, it's an evaluation year. We're going to keep rolling with that. But way to go, Daniel Lynch, and way to go, boys in blue. Good job tonight. And as always, let's go Royals.
Royals shut out the opposition for the 4th time this season. To your question, Big T, the boys have been blanked 9 times. The record is now 20-53, no longer on pace for the worst mark in American League Baseball history, so take that. Yeah, yeah. Boys now on pace to go 44-118. Parades on Thursday. We get back to your calls after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Runner takes off from second, swing and a liner over the leaping first baseman Torkelson. Down the line it goes. Garcia will jog home with the first run of the night on an RBI double by Matt Beatty.
Yeah, welcome to the starting lineup, Matt Beatty. On base twice. And there's the game winner, as called by Steve Stewart here on 610 Sports Radio. 1-0 after that one-out RBI double in the sixth. 1-0 is the final score. Daniel Lynch makes it hold up. He's the story of the night. Sure, and Big T mentioned this. Shout out to Michael Garcia. 3-for-4. Garcia, in 17 games here in the month of June, is hitting .310. OPS of .825. He singles in the first, singles in the fourth, singles in the sixth, and scores on that Beatty double. Now, as is the case with every baseball game, plenty of positives, plenty of negatives. The Royals had opportunities, plenty of chances. First inning, second inning, fourth inning, unable to capitalize. MJ Melendez, 3 strikeouts. Bobby Witt Jr. draws a walk, strikes out in the first inning as well. A base running mistake that is shared between Nick Prado and Vance Wilson. Nick Prado staring at 3 straight fastballs. He punches out in a big spot in the second inning. So, yeah, there were plenty of things to point to and say, well, yeah, that's why they're 33 games below .500. No doubt. No doubt. Daniel Lynch is the story of the game. As Dave Holtzman points out on Twitter, Daniel Lynch becomes the first pitcher since the turn of the century, the first Royals pitcher, of course, the first Royals pitcher since the turn of the century to toss 7 shutout innings on 78 pitches or fewer. So he was rolling, but again, we're now to, at least in my opinion, and I hope it doesn't come across as if I'm being a Debbie Downer. I'm anxious to hear what Daniel has to say, because I believe we're at the point of his career, just like we are with Brady Singer, where you celebrate this, you pat him on the back, you remind him, I've always believed this was in you, just like Big T said. Thought for a long time you were this dude. An opening day guy, a number 2 on a winning ball club. I've always believed in you. Now go do it again. Go do it so often that the 9 guys in the starting lineup show up to the ballpark expecting it. And not, rah, rah, you're our teammate, we expect you to be great, but truly in their heart expect it. Go do it against Tampa. Go do it against the White Sox. Go do it against Cleveland and Minnesota and the top-tier teams in this division, in this league, and in this sport. Right? That's what Brady Singer did last season. Did it against the Dodgers and the Rays and the Guardians and the White Sox and the Yankees. Did it in big spots to end losing streaks. and instilled confidence in his defenders, in his hitters, took some of the pressure off of their shoulders. Now, I understand Brady Singer hasn't done that very often this year. And I can only speak for myself. I still expect it, though. I expect it tomorrow when Brady Singer takes that hill for the finale. I expected it last time out. Whether Singer delivered or not, I expect him to, because I've seen him do it in big spots when the team needs him. Daniel Lynch did that tonight. And yet I have a feeling that Sunday's game in Tampa, they're going to need him even more. Can't wait to see what he does. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Here we go. Daniel Lynch addressing the media, courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports Kansas City.
Played awesome defense. Salvi was great back there. And I just tried to, you know, follow the game plan and attack those guys. And, you know, they put the ball in play. We played great defense. So, I mean, it's pretty all there is to it.
How much did their aggressiveness lead into some of those quick outs you were getting and obviously throwing the ball in the zone?
Yeah, I think it was just being aggressive in the zone, throwing the ball to the spots I know it works, and putting pressure on them to swing the bat. And, you know, like I said, when they put the ball in play, we made the plays. And so that's, you know, a recipe for success.
How do you assess your feel for your fastball, your changeup today?
I thought changeup was really good, and I thought I executed my fastball in the top of the zone or in the upper part of the zone to put illicit swings really well. I felt like when I threw it up there, it had a lot of success. It was in the zone a lot, and I felt really good about it.
I know you always work pretty fast, but was there a little bit extra tempo tonight?
I don't know. It wasn't on purpose. I felt like Sabi and I had a pretty good rhythm. There wasn't too many shakes or anything like that. I felt like we had a good plan and we were in a good rhythm. And so I think that was maybe what was maybe helped to go quicker.
When you establish that from the first inning, I mean, how much of a roll do you start to get on when you got through a nine pitch first inning, I think, mm-hmm. and then it's just really low from there?
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where we just got into a groove. And you know, I really didn't spin the ball that much at all tonight. But I just think when something's working, you just got to stick with it. I think right. That was what we didn't try to do too much. And that's how you kind of get on a roll when you're really just throwing, you know, two similar, but you're throwing changeups and fastballs. It's pretty easy to get into a rhythm. And, yeah. And you know, as long as that keeps working, you just got to stick with it.
I'm sorry to keep talking over that. But, yeah, hey, man, don't get cute. If it's working, roll with it. You understand how difficult this game is, this league is. You know how good those hitters are. If you're getting them out, ride that thing till the wheels fall off. Yeah, fastball changeup, 68 of his 78 pitches tonight. Fastball changeup. He gave up 3 base runners across 7 innings. Aroldis Chapman gave up 3 base runners in 1 inning. If you missed it, oh my God, Chapman walks the bases loaded in the 8th inning, and you're thinking, okay, man. Or at least I was thinking. Not tonight. I mean, I was thinking a lot of expletives, to be quite honest with you. I just didn't want that to happen to Daniel Lynch. You know what? And then, you know, if Lynch ends up not walking away with the win and the Royals don't end up walking away with the win, and the reason why you lose is the guy that you're most excited to trade in a month and a half, right? Deadline 6 weeks away. Oh, this thing was all shaping up to be a giant kick right in the wherever it would hurt you most. That's where the kick was heading. But Chapman gets out of it. 9th inning, Scott Barlow comes in, gives up a one-out double to Javier Baez. Baez advances to third on a ground out to the right side. So game-tying runs 90 feet away with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning. And Scott Barlow puts Jake McKinstry away with a slider. Picks up his 8th save of the season, and the win does indeed go to Daniel Lynch, his first. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, always nice to hear from you. Always better when it's a win, though.
Yeah, it is always better when it's a win. You know, normally I'm a lot more excited with a win, but man, my heart was pumping in those final innings, especially that eighth inning when Chapman loaded the bases and then we had the runner on third with Javi at third base. My heart was pumping, but, you know, shout out to Daniel Lynch, a heck of a night going seven innings. I was about ready to say that, about what you said about the first pitcher since 2000 to do that. I was about ready to say that, but you said that before I did.
I beat you to it.
Heck of a night for Daniel Lynch, and also heck of a night for Mikel Garcia and Matt Beatty. Ever since we got him, he's been looking pretty good. I mean, his first game, which I saw that in person when he came in for the pinch hit, got that knock, and then got the walk the next game, and then an RBI today. So he's been looking pretty good.
He's getting the job done. Appreciate the phone call. Look, whoever, you know, if you're going to come through, if you're going to execute, if you're going to give me a professional AB, yeah, welcome to the team, man. Nice to have you. Matt Beatty walks in the second inning, the RBI double in the sixth inning, the game-winning RBI double, made his debut back on Sunday, singled, infield single, hard hit ball to the right side. Yeah, welcome to the team, Matt. He looks identical to Hunter Dozier. I can't tell you how many times in spring training I'd say, man, how'd Dozier get out there so quickly? I just saw him in the clubhouse. Oh, no, that's Matt Beatty. From the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, from the 816, Vern, why pull Daniel Lynch after 78 pitches? I say let him finish it. Yeah, I understand that line of thinking, no doubt about it. Although I was reminded of a caller from last night's postgame show, going by his line of thinking, you would have pulled Daniel Lynch in the fifth at 57 pitches. That's what that guy wanted last night. Instead, correctly, Matt Quatrero puts him out there for the sixth and the seventh. Personally, as I'm managing along with the game, I thought, perfect. I would have gone Chapman, Barlow. It's a 1-0 game. Look, I understand the importance of wins and losses. They're not very important. Not this season, not to this team. I'm sorry. That's how they've acted, right? That's how this team was put together. It wasn't put together to amass wins. Now, this team was put together to evaluate, to put yourself in a position to set your path forward at the end of this 2023 evaluation season. So that's not just me saying, oh, wins don't matter all that much. That's the actions of the organization for the past 6 months. But you got four with Tampa coming up, right? You have a game that, man, if you let this one slip away, if you allow Daniel Lynch's terrific performance to go to waste after the heartbreaking loss that you suffered last night, after a difficult loss in the finale against the Angels, after plenty of heart-wrenching L's over the past week and a half, I had no problem giving the ball to Chapman and Barlow. Arrested Chapman and Barlow. Right? What was the last time? Chapman hasn't pitched since Saturday. Barlow, same thing. Because I'll tell you this, I'm sick and tired of seeing Aroldis Chapman and Scott Barlow pitching in games that are over. Pitching with the team down two or three runs because, well, they haven't pitched in 3 days. Well, we haven't seen Barlow on the hill in 5 days. Let's put him in here even though he's taking the hill for a team that's down by 5 runs. I want to see Chapman with a 1-run lead. These are the type of things you want to show other front offices to hopefully entice them to take Aroldis off of your hands. Now, unfortunately, Chapman walks the bases loaded, gets out of it, yes, but not a great performance tonight. So, personally, I had no issue with Matt Quatrero pulling Lynch after 7. I thought it was the right move. Here's what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely considered it. He has not had an eighth up yet this year. You know, one-run game, you know, we got Chapman and Barlow there that we feel really good about. So just figured that was the best chance for us to win the game, but definitely considered it.
Royals do win 1-0. The final score, the record is now 20-53. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Scott Barlow got him with a slider, and that's the ball game.
It was a sweaty one tonight in Detroit, but the boys pull it out 1-0 to pick up their 20th win of the season here in game number 73. Scott Barlow gets Jake McKinstry swinging through a slider. The 16th pitch thrown by Scotty in the ninth picks up his 8th save of the season. Outside of the unbelievable performance from Daniel Lynch, maybe the best start of his career, certainly the best start since 2021. Outside of his performance, and no doubt credit to Michael Garcia, 3 hits, the only Royal with multiple hits tonight. In fact, he had half of the team's hits, period. They had 6 all night. Matt Beatty, Dairon Blanco, and Salvador Perez contributing with the other base hits. Also, great base running by Michael Garcia to advance on that wild pitch, which allows him to score on the double from Beatty. Anyway, outside of that, my other favorite moment happened in the top of the 5th inning. And listen, even though, yes, I've been around baseball a very long time, I've heard very smart men and women that know a lot more about the game regale me with stories that I've regurgitated and have helped grow my knowledge of this endlessly difficult game to understand. It's always nice when what you think you see is confirmed by a big leaguer, current or past. So I saw this happen in the 5th inning, and then Mike Sweeney confirmed it. Foul ball in front of the first base dugout. Salvador Perez and Nick Prado converge. Ball falls short of the dugout. Nick Prado slides but doesn't make the catch. And as he comes to his feet, Prado, who just slid on the dirt, looks at his right forearm to see, you know, if the dirt and the rocks and whatnot, if it cut up his forearm a little bit. Looking at it like, as one does. But in doing that, in the ultra-competitive world of Major League Baseball and professional sports, in doing that, you're also slightly looking for sympathy. So as Nick Prado stands up after sliding on the dirt and cutting up maybe his forearm, he looks at the forearm to see where the abrasion is, and the second he looks at his forearm, Salvi slaps his forearm and just keeps walking by. Don't show any weakness. Certainly not around Salvador Perez. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know I drank that up. Love myself some Salvador Perez. Normally, I want to love the text line, but it doesn't love me back. Let's see how we're acting tonight. 913-586-7610 from the Jays Southland Tow Service text line and the 816. Really nice to see Daniel Lynch progressing, Vern. The dude shoved tonight. From the 402, Vern, I wish I would have heard Daniel Lynch tell the reporters that he expects to do this every time out. It was a good outing, but I would expect this more times than not. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not there where I expect this from Daniel Lynch. I've been hoping for this. I go on with Cody and Gold every Wednesday at 12:30. Cody and I have been talking about this kind of Daniel Lynch, dating back to draft night in 2018. I've been hoping for this. And I'll be hoping for it Sunday against the Tampa Bay Rays. But I'm certainly not expecting it just yet. Can't do it. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, this is why we love the game. As exasperating as last night's game was, and tonight could have been, it was not. How great was it to see Lynch have probably his best outing as a big leaguer and get rewarded for it with a W? How Aroldis Chapman wiggled out of the eighth inning mess, I do not know, but I'm glad he did, and I'm sure Daniel Lynch is glad too. I just feel that if we could somehow get more consistent pitching from both the starters and bullpen, we could avoid having the worst 162-game record in Major League Baseball history. Yeah, that's the key, Scott. Yeah, if they're going to avoid that, to me it comes down to the young pitching. It's not about Jordan Lyles or Zach Greinke or Chapman or Barlow. To me, it's about Lynch, Singer, Cox, Hernandez, Kowar, and whoever comes up over the next 3 months, including Alec Marsh, who I don't know if you saw this. Marsh in his, second starts since being bumped up to AAA this year? Marsh tonight goes 5 innings, gives up 1 run on 4 hits, walks only 1. Hallelujah. Alec Marsh strikes out 7 across 5 innings. Yeah, that was his second start. Second starts, 5 innings of 1-run baseball. Christian Chamberlain coming in out of the bullpen. He gives up 2 runs, a home run. Okay, so not a great debut for him, but good stuff from Alec Marsh. Hopefully we see him before the season concludes. Back to the text line. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, what a performance by Daniel Lynch. Hopefully this will build his confidence. Come on, Brady Singer, let's take the series tomorrow, signed Hayden in Lenexa. I'm with you. See, that's the difference. Tomorrow, I'm expecting Brady Singer to give this team a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs or less. That's my expectation. Now, if I'm being honest, when this season started, by now I would have hoped to be comfortable enough to say, Brady, I'm not giving you numbers. It's not about innings or earned runs. It's whatever their starter does. Best him. That's what you do with number ones. That's what I do with number ones. Or aces. Or guys that lead your rotation. I don't care who they have on the hill, you're better than them. Go out-duel him. I'm not saying that with Brady. Not saying that right now. But I will say, quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs or less. Few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka. Vern Lynch was absolutely outstanding. He wasn't afraid to pitch to contact tonight because he knew the contact was going to be weak. Vern, however, I am concerned that the longer they wait to trade Aroldis Chapman, the lower and lower his trade value will be. Not just because it'll be later in the season, but because he looks ripe for an implosion. Signed, Chris in Topeka. Well, whether that's true or false, whether there is an implosion forthcoming or not, other general managers know that. The thing that the Royals have going for them right now is the Dodgers are in third place. They need pitching. Another thing the Royals have going for them is the Astros are not going to run away with the American League West. The Rangers are here to stay. Maybe the Angels are here to stay. You know, the National League West, the American League East, the American League West, to me, it's an arms race. I'm not worried about Aroldis Chapman in the least because the stuff is legit. Right? He puts away Jake Rogers with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. You've seen it all season. And when you're in a division like those that I just mentioned, you're not looking at Aroldis to even be your ninth or eighth inning guy. He might be your seventh inning guy. Now, don't worry about it, Chris. The onus is on J.J. Piccolo to get the proper return. All right, it's now up to Brady Singer. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. with the On Deck Show. Grant Nicholson, thanks for the help. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. Take care, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball.
Hey, it's Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Scott Barlow got him with a slider, and that's the ball game.
It was a sweaty one tonight in Detroit, but the boys pull it out 1-0 to pick up their 20th win of the season here in game number 73. Scott Barlow gets Jake McKinstry swinging through a slider. The 16th pitch thrown by Scotty in the ninth picks up his eighth save of the season. Outside of the unbelievable performance from Daniel Lynch, maybe the best start of his career, certainly the best start since 2021. Outside of his performance, and no doubt, credit to Michael Garcia, three hits, the only Royal with multiple hits tonight. In fact, he had half of the team's hits, period. They had six all night. Matt Beatty, Dairon Blanco, and Salvador Perez contributing with the other base hits. Also, great base running by Michael Garcia to advance on that wild pitch, which allows him to score on the double from Beatty. Anyway, outside of that, my other favorite moment happened in the top of the fifth inning. And listen, even though, yes, I've been around baseball a very long time, I've heard very smart men and women that know a lot more about the game regale me with stories that I've regurgitated and have helped grow my knowledge of this endlessly difficult game to understand. It's always nice when what you think you see is confirmed by a big leaguer, current or past. So I saw this happen in the fifth inning, and then Mike Sweeney confirmed it. Foul ball in front of the first base dugout. Salvador Perez and Nick Prado converge. Ball falls short of the dugout. Nick Prado slides but doesn't make the catch. And as he comes to his feet, Prado, who just slid on the dirt, looks at his right forearm to see, you know, if the dirt and the rocks and whatnot, if it cut up his forearm a little bit. Looking at it like, as one does. But in doing that, in the ultra-competitive world of Major League Baseball and professional sports, in doing that, you're also slightly looking for sympathy. So as Nick Prado stands up after sliding on the dirt and cutting up maybe his forearm, he looks at the forearm to see where the abrasion is, and the second he looks at his forearm, Salvi slaps his forearm and just keeps walking by. Don't show any weakness. Certainly not around Salvador Perez. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know I drank that up. Love myself some Salvador Perez. Normally, I want to love the text line, but it doesn't love me back. Let's see how we're acting tonight. 913-586-7610 from the Jays Southland Tow Service text line and the 816. Really nice to see Daniel Lynch progressing, Vern. The dude shoved tonight. From the 402, Vern, I wish I would have heard Daniel Lynch tell the reporters that he expects to do this every time out. It was a good outing, but I would expect this more times than not. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not there where I expect this from Daniel Lynch. I've been hoping for this. I go on with Cody and Gold every Wednesday at 12:30. Cody and I have been talking about this kind of Daniel Lynch, you know, dating back to draft night in 2018. I've been hoping for this. And I'll be hoping for it Sunday against the Tampa Bay Rays. But I'm certainly not expecting it just yet. Can't do it. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, this is why we love the game. As exasperating as last night's game was, and tonight could have been, it was not. How great was it to see Lynch have probably his best outing as a big leaguer and get rewarded for it with a W? How Aroldis Chapman wiggled out of the eighth inning mess, I do not know, but I'm glad he did, and I'm sure Daniel Lynch is glad too. I just feel that if we could somehow get more consistent pitching from both the starters and bullpen, we could avoid having the worst 162-game record in Major League Baseball history. Yeah, that's the key, Scott. Yeah, if they're going to avoid that, to me it comes down to the young pitching. It's not about Jordan Lyles or Zach Greinke or Chapman or Barlow. To me, it's about Lynch, Singer, Cox, Hernandez, Kowar, and whoever comes up over the next 3 months, including Alec Marsh, who I don't know if you saw this. Marsh in his, second starts since being bumped up to AAA this year? Marsh tonight goes 5 innings, gives up 1 run on 4 hits, walks only 1. Hallelujah. Alec Marsh strikes out 7 across 5 innings. That was his second start. Second starts, 5 innings of 1 run baseball. Christian Chamberlain coming in out of the bullpen. He gives up 2 runs, a home run. Okay, so not a great debut for him, but good stuff from Alec Marsh. Hopefully we see him before the season concludes. Back to the text line. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, what a performance by Daniel Lynch. Hopefully this will build his confidence. Come on, Brady Singer, let's take the series tomorrow. Signed, Hayden in Lenexa. I'm with you. See, that's the difference. Tomorrow, I'm expecting Brady Singer to give this team a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs or less. That's my expectation. Now, if I'm being honest, when this season started, by now I would have hoped to be comfortable enough to say, Brady, I'm not giving you numbers. It's not about innings or earned runs. It's whatever their starter does. Best him. That's what you do with number ones. That's what I do with number ones. Or aces. Or guys that lead your rotation. I don't care who they have on the hill. You're better than them. Go out-duel him. I'm not saying that with Brady. Not saying that right now. But I will say, quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs or less. Few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka. Vern, Lynch was absolutely outstanding. He wasn't afraid to pitch to contact tonight because he knew the contact was going to be weak. Vern, however, I am concerned that the longer they wait to trade Aroldis Chapman, the lower and lower his trade value will be. Not just because it'll be later in the season, but because he looks ripe for an implosion. Signed, Chris in Topeka. Well, whether that's true or false, whether there is an implosion forthcoming or not, other general managers know that. The thing that the Royals have going for them right now is the Dodgers are in third place. They need pitching. Another thing the Royals have going for them is the Astros are not going to run away with the American League West. The Rangers are here to stay. Maybe the Angels are here to stay. The National League West, the American League East, the American League West, to me, it's an arms race. I'm not worried about Aroldis Chapman in the least because the stuff is legit. Right? He puts away Jake Rogers with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. You've seen it all season. And when you're in a division like those that I just mentioned, you're not looking at Aroldis to even be your ninth or eighth inning guy. He might be your seventh inning guy. Now, don't worry about it, Chris. The onus is on J.J. Piccolo to get the proper return. All right, it's now up to Brady Singer. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. with the On Deck Show. Grant Nicholson, thanks for the help. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. Take care, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball.